Right now it is time for us to check sports, and I can start off with something, a brief story that involves a sports figure and my response to it. Tony Dungy, Super Bowl winning coach, very good football coach, a very good announcer on TV when he sits on a panel and does pregame and halftime shows. It's come to light that he does not support abortions. He's going to attend a March for Life event, and the public outcry from certain people has been, once again, going after him. Listen. And one person said he spent years as a bigot. Now, I don't know when somebody's personal opinion on abortion, whether they're for it or against it, should have anything to do with their football coaching career. It's his first time that he's gone to the rally. He's steered clear of it all this time, and he's going. Now, David Zinn, the sports editor for The Nation, said he is, quote, done with Tony Dungy and the way NFL and NBC coddle his right-wing extremism, end quote. They're not coddling anything. Whether you agree with somebody or not, whether they're right-wing and whether you disagree with every political view that they hold, doesn't mean anything because he's an NFL coach. There's nothing to do with his job. Now, he's said some things that would upset people that are on the other side, that he didn't want a gay football player in the locker room. And that he disagreed with that lifestyle, and that may be offensive to you, but still, everybody has a right to their opinion. He hasn't gone out there and really gone crazy on it. That's the matter with society today. Can't you disagree with somebody and they still hold their job? It's not like he was a sexual predator or anything like that. That's different. Everyone in this country is founded on the fact that everybody has the right to a personal opinion. And if they're really a public person, like an NFL coach or an NFL player or a movie star, they have a right to express it. Whether it's liberal, whether it's conservative. So, I mean, it's just a very foolish story. And if the editor of that magazine wants to be done with Tony Dungy, fine. We don't need to know that. Just be done with him. Who cares that you're done with him? I have so many friends, true friends, not just Facebook friends, but true friends, who disagree with many of my political stances, and I disagree with many of their political stances, but we're still friends. And I think it's great that we can be different and still be friends and talk with one another. That's the way it should be. All right, we'll get away from that now. I'm sorry, but I just had to go there first. All right, so we're through Wild Card Weekend. And as I was saying earlier in our broadcast today, my three favorite weekends in professional football, the Super Bowl, the Conference Championship. Championship Sunday is just a great day. And the Divisional Round. Championship Sunday actually is my favorite, because that's the game to get you into the Super Bowl. So This is a good weekend to watch football. And the NFL divisional round begins tomorrow at 4:30. The Jaguars take on the Chiefs, and the Giants take on the Eagles. Then on Sunday, the Bengals take on the Bills at 3, and the Cowboys take on the 49ers at 6:30. And out of those games, we will have the teams that will participate the following week in the conference championships for the AFC and for the NFC. And then the Super Bowl on February 12th. So we're at the height of the season in football, in footballese. All right, let's take a look and see if we had any local teams in action yesterday in the NBA. The Celtics over the Warriors, 121-118. The Nets over lost to the Suns, 117-112. We'll move on to the National Hockey League and see if anybody local played. The Devils fell to the Kraken 4-3 in National Hockey League action. That's the only local team. Nope, the Sabres over the Islanders, 3-2. And the Bruins beat the Rangers 3-1. All right. And in men's college basketball, 5, UCLA over Arizona State. 11, Arizona over USC. 6, Gonzaga over LMU. 24, Florida Atlantic over UTSA. 18, Charleston over Monmouth. And 3, Purdue over Minnesota. And that happens to be our check on sports this morning. You're on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.